Okay, so I don't even know why I'm doing this. I'm not sure that there's going to be a particularly large audience for this since I've never posted anything here before or on GWA. I mean, I posted my verification on Backstage, but like that's it. But never even commented on anything on GWA because I've been like too scared. And so I'm really just jumping into it. I'm skipping like several steps with this, but let's just get into it, I guess. Let's Philip DeFranco this shit and jump right into it. Insomnia has me saying some weird shit, I swear. What are your top three favorite foods? Pumpkin, for sure, pumpkin anything. That's actually where my username derives from because my favorite dessert is a pumpkin crumble cake. It's so good. I haven't had it in so long though. Then feta cheese. I know it's really specific, but I love feta cheese on anything. Pizza, salad, pasta, breadsticks. Fucking, I eat it plain sometimes. I had a rough time during finals week when I was in college, and I literally bought a case of feta and just like ate it like it was fucking Skittles as I studied for my senior capstone course. It was a rough time. And then pasta. Really anything carbs I enjoy. You don't get the thick girl physique usually if you don't enjoy carbs a lot. I love carbs, but I really, pasta just encapsulates all of like my favorite foods, like dinner foods, like spaghetti, fettuccine, ravioli, all that shit. That's pasta. So that just makes it easy on me. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird or most bearable? I don't know if I'd be repulsed. I think the least weird might be feta. No. Because I was like, because sometimes it tastes. I was thinking, sometimes feta tastes like they have similar tastes, but then no. Come as a different taste. It's not as strong. If someone's cum tasted like feta, I think they'd have a like a medical problem because like it would taste different enough, but like alike enough that I could be like, dude or chick, you gotta sort your shit out. I don't know how I feel about pasta because like I'm not sure, I'd have a reaction. Like, I wouldn't be super into it because what makes pasta so good is the toppings on top of the pasta. But if it tasted like pumpkin, I'm pretty sure that I would just never stop giving head. And I'm not entirely sure. I'm joking about that. I think I would just. I already like the idea of glory holes, but like it would take on a whole new meaning for me. I would fucking love it. Question three. Realistically, would you drink a cupful of cum or vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? I want to say yes, but I know the answer is no. Because I don't quite actually enjoy the taste of it. Like, for me, the hot thing about swallowing and eat is the act, not how it tastes. Although going down on a girl might be different, I have not got to explore that aspect of my sexuality yet, but I know that I don't like how semen tastes, particularly. Like, I don't dislike it, but it's not my favorite. And then, like, if the dude doesn't eat any fruit, then it is definitely not my favorite. For me, what makes it hot is like the fact that some people would find that degrading, and also the fact that a lot of guys enjoy that, and I am nothing if not a people pleaser. Question 4, what's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. I'm sure you never get asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. Oh, this is gonna, I already rant, so this is gonna be a fucking long answer. I have like 5 razors probably right now, if not more, because for some reason, whenever I go to the store, I think I'm out of razors, and so I buy more. And then I just have, like, a drawer full of razors right now. And I'm not, I think I'm just scared that I'm never going to, like, have any. And so, like, I go and I put them in my shower, and then I realize there's already one there, but I'm like, here's one just in case. But the really weird thing about that is, like, because it's winter, I haven't shaved. Like, I've not had a partner in a long time. And the pictures I post on my subreddit have been taken at previous times. I'm just reposting them. Sorry to let some of the guys who message me thinking I look like that when they message me know. But yeah, so like I just have a bunch of razors that have no purpose. And I guarantee you when I go to the store this week, for some reason I'm going to be like, I got to buy razors. And I'm going to buy more. And I don't understand. I have my shampoo and conditioner. I use Tresemme because I'm a broke bitch, but I really want my hair to look nice. I have various different body washes from Bath and Body Works, because their sales get to me and destroy me on a very personal level. And several scrubs, too. Like body scrubs, not like the TLC kind of scrub. My favorite one, I have, I think, every item from the peach one body scented thing. I can't remember what it's called that they released last year. And that scrub's my favorite. I have shaving cream. I have my loofah, which I don't really use because, like, I bought it and then I realized how gross of a concept loofahs are, so I haven't used it. I have my little head scrubber. It's, like, supposed to, like, exfoliate your scalp and, like, help hair growth. And then, what else do I have? I feel like I'm missing something. What else do I have in my shower? What else is there? There's a washcloth, too. I feel like I'm missing something. I probably have, like, random bottles of conditioner, too. But I've already taken too long to answer this question. So, on to the next one. Would you see a potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person whom you have a 20-year age gap with? Older or younger, it doesn't matter, given that the person is an adult. Well, as I am 23, I would not have a relationship with someone 20 years younger than I am. But I could possibly see a relationship with someone 20 years older than I am. I don't know how likely that would be because I am very much a millennial or whatever the fuck I am. In that, like, the stuff I like and the way I talk and the way I communicate is very indicative of the generation I grew up with and in. And I'm not sure how someone that is from a different generation would view that. I don't know if that's a legitimate, like, concern, but there are generational differences, and, I just don't know how that would mesh, because I also like to make a lot of pop culture references, and, I don't know, but I would be down for it. I do find older men very attractive. I did have a 65-year-old message me on FetLife, and that was, like, weird for me, and I didn't message him back. But, so I guess there is a limit to how much older I would go, but I don't think 43 is too old for me. I think I'd be down for it. Question number 6. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance or sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sex stuff with that person. Which do you choose and why? I would choose romantic and cuddly stuff. Because I can please myself. In fact, while I have been with several people sexually, I've never had a partner that could help me finish. Like, I've never had a partner that can make me come. I've never come from sex, which is sad, but it's the truth. So I'm used to having to please myself. And in the context of a relationship with someone I loved, I have a weird relationship with sex in that context, and that I'm always worried that that's all that they want me for, which I know is real deep for my first questionnaire, which is already going to be fucking long as shit. God damn, I'm not even halfway done. No one's going to listen to this all the way through. So I would go with cuddly and, like, lovey stuff, because that's what I crave in a romantic relationship. And like I said, I can get myself off. That might change if I ever find a partner that, like, fulfills me in that way, but I don't know. Your partner offers you marijuana, saying that the drug can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? I mean, I would be down. Except right now I have a job and a career in which that would be a big risk to take, because I can be drug tested at any time for any reason. So I would not partake in that, but I do think I would do that, and I think I'd find it really hot because I love weed and I love smoking it. And the only downside of the job I have right now, there's a few downsides, but the biggest one right now is that I can't smoke. So, yeah. Someone you admire gives you either $5,000 worth of material gifts or $5,000 vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go. Which would be the better option for you? Oh, shit. $5,000 to go on a vacation that I'd really want to go to, because that would give me experiences that I can't lose, or that can't be broken, or can't have something happen to them in some way. While material gifts of something that I actually wanted, like, I really want a gaming PC right now. I just have a laptop, and it sucks, and I want to play WoW with better graphics, but I cannot. But, like, in a few years, this gaming PC is going to need to be upgraded. Or something. So, it's going to come to a point where I'm going to have to spend more money on it. Whereas a vacation would be something I could go on and I could enjoy then and have the experience and the memories to look back on as something that was fulfilling for me. 9. If you're in a romantic relationship now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? If so, how did they react initially, and how do they feel about it now? If you're not in a relationship right now, would you still continue posting if you're not involved in one? Would you tell your partner about it? So because I don't post audios, I didn't see this question when I scanned through them, but because I don't post audios, I'm just going to talk about the nudes, lewds, whatever I post on my account. And I'm not in a romantic relationship right now, but I was in one, and he made me delete it, because he did not like the idea of a lot of guys getting off to my pictures. He was very possessive. But we've since broken up. And it all depends on the relationship, I guess. Or where I am mentally when I get into the relationship and throughout the relationship. Because right now I post these because it's something that, like, I get off on and I enjoy a lot, even though I get a lot of annoying messages from people. Not saying that all the messages are annoying, but then some of them are just creepy and why are you sending me this? And no, I'm not going to send you pictures of my feet. I would like to still post them because it's helped me, like, gain self-esteem. That's why I remade my account and started, like, right now I'm just reposting, but soon I'm going to be making more pictures and stuff. Because it helps how I view myself, and it also helps me, like, in a sexual way. So I would like to continue, but who knows where I'm going to be at in the time, because I'm not wanting to be in a romantic relationship anytime soon. Question 10. Are you more of a tea or coffee person? What is your favorite type, flavor of tea or coffee, and how do you like it prepared? If you're not a fan of either, why, and what is your favorite beverage? I'm more of a coffee person. I like my coffee with a lot of cream and sugar. I like a donut shop blend with French vanilla, creamer, and then two packets of Splenda. And that's a lot. I don't really know how to measure how much creamer I put in there because I kind of just pour it in there. So I'm more of a coffee person. I don't really like tea. I do like cold tea, but I only like peach flavored tea. And that's really the only tea that I enjoy. Okay, question 11. We all have people in our lives who care for. Philosophically speaking, oh shit, it's going to be a deep one. And I'm going to rant again. What is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people ever again? When there's so many people in the world to form potential lasting relationships with, why is it that most of us would choose our friends, family, over large sums of money if given the choice to? That makes it so hard to never to think about. I think it's because the bond you have with these people. I talk more about things with my friends than I do with strangers, and I don't want to give up someone who I have cultivated such a trust with or a bond with and have all of these good memories with, and who I'm continuing to make good memories with and having, like, a fun time with. Same goes with family. I think it all comes down to, like, you love these people, you care about them, you're attached to their personalities, to who they are, to what makes them them. I mean, there are millions of people in the world, but there's only one of them. Like, that's why I don't like when I'm going through, like, heartbreak to hear, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Because, yeah, there are, but there's only one of that person. And that's what makes giving that up so difficult, because, like, there's only one of them. There's only one of, like, they're not, who else am I going to share my weird inside jokes with? Like, and for me, I'm kind of quirky and odd, so the aspect of trying to find people that are as quirky and odd as I am, or that are okay with my quirks, is daunting. And while large sums of money do buy us possessions, we, as humans, are creatures built on connection with each other. And, you know, like, having a fucking pair of nice fucking shoes and a gaming laptop and, you know, I would love to have all the dresses in the goddamn world, but that's not gonna make up for, that's not gonna replace, like, the feeling you get when you're playing Cards Against Humanity drunk with your friends at 3 a.m. That's what humans are. That's what human nature is to be a part of a community. So I think that's why it's hard. Question 12. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pins, color codes, sticky notes, etc.? I wish I was a person like that, but I'm not. When I take notes, I'm kind of just all over the place, and I will add notes to my notes, and I'm just kind of crazy. But I'm not picky about it at all. And that made my collegiate experience very difficult, because going back to study for finals and exams, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? but no, I'm not picky. Question 13. You're at a party, club, dance place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. You turn around and see who it is, and it's someone very, very attractive you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? It depends on my mood, honestly. Sometimes I go out with my friends and I don't want anybody touching me. I just want to have a good time with my friends. Sometimes I go out with my friends and I'm like, I'm going to get dick. And that's what's going to happen. And so it would just depend. I don't think I'd confront them ever. I would kind of just be like, and then walk away, but I wouldn't say anything. I'd either walk away or I'd reciprocate. But again, I don't know if in person I would have the balls to reciprocate that. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I'd feel like it was some kind of prank, honestly. 14. What's the story of your first kiss? If you haven't had your first kiss yet, what would be an ideal situation for you? Well, my actual first kiss, I was in first grade, and we were playing tag, and this kid ran up to me and kissed me, and I was like, what the fuck? Because I was like, I'm not it yet, and you made me it, and I'm fucking pissed. But then my actual first kiss was in a car, you know, like, so it was in a Sonic parking lot. We were waiting for our order. It was a date, and we were talking, and he kissed me, and I kissed him, and that's kind of it. Like, teenagers, man. The mozzarella sticks were good as fuck. 15. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls, are you attracted to guys? Are you more into dom, dapper-esque type, or laid-back men, t-shirt and jeans type men? I am very much more into t-shirts. As I am bisexual, I'm attracted to both, and I'm still, like, I'm very much into t-shirts, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks. And that's, in fact, like, the aesthetic that I go for. And then t-shirts and jeans on a guy is, like, the all-time best. Like, a good band t-shirt and a nice-fitting pair of jeans on a man is so nice. Like, oof, daddy, yes. But yeah, very much, like, the lingerie stuff is nice and whatever, but it doesn't attract, I don't know, it's, like, I can be like, oh, yes, that's nice, and I like to wear that stuff, because I like to feel sexy and elegant, but that's not what attracts me, for whatever reason. 16, would you share a main, this is where we always sleep bed with a partner you're beginning a new relationship, or would you choose to have separate rooms? Which and why? I would choose a bed with a partner. Depends on how, like, even if it's a new relationship, I love sleeping with people. Like, it's comforting to know, like, a person that you trust or whatever is there with you. Even friends, like my chick friends, I love sleeping in beds with them because I like cuddling. I'm a slut for cuddles. I'm a cuddle slut. And separate rooms feels very, like, 1940s-esque to me. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. Great for you. But that's just not, I don't know. I'd feel awkward about that. I would feel more like we're just roommates and not that we're partners. I mean, if we were roommates at the start of the relationship and we continue to keep the then fine. But, like, if we moved in together, I'd feel weird about having separate rooms. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk? Would you consider yourself more of a plant or nut milk person? Nut milk. That was in parentheses, but I would probably have said the same thing if it wasn't. I could drink a whole glass of dairy milk, and I used to all the time growing up. Like, I would, like, get home from school, and that's all I wanted was, like, a big glass of milk. But now I don't really drink milk a lot. I just, like, I'll drink it out of the cereal bowl when I'm done, but that's about it. And I've never had, like, almond milk, so I don't know if I would enjoy it. 19. Are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? Yes, I am, and I know that makes me weird. I don't know what it is, but I could sit in the parking lot of a gas station for hours, and I would be happy. 20. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. In your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hands, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders or legs, fingers in your mouth. So, least arousing would be grabbing onto your shoulders or legs. That would be the first one. Then it would be digging their nails into my back, and then spanking my ass. Then it would go to in my hair, then holding my hand, and then fingers in my mouth, because for whatever reason, I'm a slut for that too. I love that shit so much. I really like having my hand held during sex, but I think I would also love to have fingers in my mouth during sex, because that's a thing that I dig for whatever reason. I'm still figuring out, like, my kinks and stuff and, you know, all of that, but I know I would enjoy fingers in my mouth, especially, like, if I'm riding someone. Oof. I'd probably enjoy sticking my fingers in someone's mouth. Your current best friend... Yes, that best friend confesses that they're in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? I would be shocked. My best friend is, yeah, that would shock me. Because, like, I don't know, it would shock me. I don't know if I could, I don't know what my response would be until I would be in that situation. Because I've been the friend that has caught feelings for someone. In fact, that's how I found out that I was attracted to women, is that, like, I fell in love with one of my best friends. So I've been in that situation. And because of that, I don't know how I would respond, because continuing that friendship, while I had feelings and while I never told her, was extremely hard and bittersweet, but I, like, enjoyed it, and it was still a friendship. So, I mean, it really just depends, but I would be shocked, because they seem pretty in love with their partner, so, and their partner and them are not, like, polyamorous, they're very monogamous, so I'd be shocked. I'd not know what to do. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? I wanted to be a lawyer for some reason when I was younger. Like, from a really young age, I wanted to be a lawyer. What else did I want to be? A judge. What else? That's really it. As a kid, young me really, really wanted to be a lawyer. And then, like, I started getting into it, and I was like, I can't even argue with people without crying. Like, how am I ever going to be in a courtroom? Do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there's a set grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? I mean, I do consider myself a grown-up because I work in a setting where I'm around teenagers, so I know my age. I know that I am an adult, and they look to me as I am an adult, and they look to me as if I got my shit together. But I'm not sure I consider myself a grown-up, because I'm still, like tonight, I went out at 12 in the morning, and I bought a bunch of, I was going to buy some snacks, and the lady at the cash register convinced me to buy even more snacks. So now I have like two things of Oreos, three bags of Chex Mix, three Diet Cokes that I don't know what I'm going to do with, all because like the lady at the cash register convinced me that I should have more snacks. And I don't think that's what grown-ups do, but that's what I do. And I think there is this general consensus that by the time you hit your 20s, you should have your shit together by, like, teenagers. But I really think that actual quote-unquote adults and grown-ups have kind of realized that life is rough, shit happens. Like, you could be having a great life, and you could be, like, a grown-up for all intents and purposes. Then you hit a bumpy patch, and you kind of have to start relying on, like, your friends or your family a little more than what stereotypical adults, grown-ups have to. And I really think that most people that are adults realize that, and that the ones that don't are kind of shitty. Because, like, shit does happen, and people have shit that they have to struggle with. And I don't know. I might be saying this because I get called not a real adult all the time. But, and partially because I'm still on my parents' insurance, but also, what kind of stupid bitch would I be if I was not on my mom's insurance? Because it's dope as fuck. Like, it's better than what I would have, which is no insurance. So, yeah, I think that it depends on who you ask if there's a grown-up age. Like, I don't think any, like, as I've gotten older, I've realized that no one has their life together the way that people think they do. And even the people you think have their life together don't. 25, which date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles and a homemade dinner, or a movie at the theater, cinema, and a fancy schmancy dinner? I like movies and cuddles and homemade shit. I can make some bomb-ass mac and cheese. So I would like movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner. But I do like going to movie theaters, and I do like, but I would like cuddles. The cuddles is what sold me. 26, improvise, I can't speak. A sexy scene right now, or just say how your day was, lol. I've never even done a sexual thing on the audios. I don't even know how it works. I'll just tell you how my day was. Maybe one day, I do one day want to get into making audios, but I have to, like, have to you know, get the confidence. And I, for some reason, have the confidence to do this. So, and no one's going to listen to this. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm already finished, basically, though. But my day was pretty great. I'm ignoring some of my responsibilities. That goes back to the one question. I don't feel like I'm a grown-up because I'm ignoring laundry and cleaning, and there's just a pile of laundry. There's a pile of laundry that needs to be washed, and then there's a pile of laundry that needs to be folded that I did a couple days ago, but it's just been laying there. Today, I got up, I ate breakfast, which is just a bowl of cereal, and it tasted so fucking good, and then I took a nap, because I was still tired, because I only got like 2 hours of sleep, because I don't sleep. That's the reason that I'm making an audio at 4:30 in the morning, is sleep is not a thing that I do. And then I took my little sister out. We had like a girls' day, and then I got home, and I played WoW for a long time, until I got frustrated because I kept getting killed by these fucking goddamn wolf things, and so I rage quit. I didn't even go onto any of my alts. I was that upset because it does not make sense to me that I am max level and have fought the Burning Legion, but like fucking Kul'tiran wolves are killing me. And I know no one is going to understand this if they don't play WoW. But, like, I get that, like, as you level up, the beasts and mobs and shit have to level up with you. But, like, a sky god told me that I was the best fighter in all of Azeroth. And yet, goddamn fucking wolves are killing me. I don't understand at all. It frustrated me so much. But anyways, that's the last of that. This is over 30 minutes long because I ramble like a motherfucker. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to post this. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Because I don't really think anyone's going to listen to it. And I also don't like my voice, which is one of the reasons I'm surprised that I, like, skipped the obvious steps of, like, commenting on shit and then jumped right into answering a questionnaire that nobody asked for. But yeah, I did it. I can't sleep. So yeah, thank you if you managed to listen to all of this and my rambles about razors and World of Warcraft. Goddamn, I love World of Warcraft, even if I'm mad at it. But, yeah. That's it. I don't know how to end this. So, goodbye, I guess.